talking home security here at Rosie on the House. We were joined by Ken Colburn of the Data Doctors last segment. This segment, we're turned to Jared, our techno home security expert, and we're going to start off. If you have a question and you'd like to talk and visit about it, just give us a call, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Jared, why don't we start off talking about the difference between wired versus wireless, and Wi-Fi doesn't necessarily mean wireless.
Yeah, you're exactly correct, Romy. So there's two important terms when you're looking at your wireless versus wired security. So a lot of the products, I was listening to the previous segment, a lot of those products that are really, really cost-effective, if you're just looking for something quick and easy to get in the house, that product is most likely going to be using the Wi-Fi signal in your home. But you got to remember that Wi-Fi signal goes to the home's internet router, and then that router is, of course, hard-lined, you know, all the way back to your utility company, whether you're with Cox, CenturyLink, or whomever. So the wireless term typically is referring to the sensors in your home and whatnot are wirelessly using the Wi-Fi. But there's another term that's important to know, and that's true wireless monitoring, meaning we don't need to use the internet, we don't use the Wi-Fi, we don't use any lines in the home, and that's cellular monitoring. And what that means is that if there is a signal going out to your monitoring station, that the internet, the landline, and no wires are being used whatsoever, so your phone lines could go down or your internet could be having spotty service. And I think we've all gone through that. You know, why isn't my internet working right now? And heaven forbid that's the time you have an incident in your home. You want your system to be working. So during those downtimes of internet, or if your phone line was cut or damaged by a burglar, the cellular service is still going to be up and running without any interference. And then the other wireless term just means that if your home is under construction or you're doing a big remodeling job, that's when it's not a bad time to hardwire every single door and window in your home to a security system. But when your home is already built, construction finished, and everything, then the sensors that are going on your doors and windows are usually going to be wireless, meaning there's not a hardwired connection. But whether it's a hardwired connection to the sensor or a wireless connection to the sensor, you can still always have cellular monitoring with either option.
And does that tie into your cellular bill, or is this a separate account we're setting up?
Good question. It would be a separate account. So when you sign up your monitoring agreement with your monitoring company, they are going to be creating that cellular account for you. So you don't have any cell phone minutes that are used. It's not technically using your own cell phone in any way, shape, or form. You don't even need to own a cell phone for that service. So when you sign up for your monitoring, that cellular monitoring would be built into it. And, of course, there's no overage fees. You know, whether your alarm goes off once a year or 50 times a day, the monitoring rate that the alarm company sets you up for will always stay the same.
I think at 50 times a day, most people would disconnect it.
Time to move neighborhood.
Like, this thing is going nuts. Time to move neighborhoods. So, in understanding the difference between wire and wireless and cell, It's wireless doesn't necessarily mean cellular. It could be Wi-Fi, and Wi-Fi is plugged back into your router, and your router is hardwired back.
Right. So when an alarm company comes out, and a lot of the inexpensive ones that are on the market, if they're using the term wireless, you really want to investigate, does that mean my sensors are wireless, or does that mean my monitoring is wireless? And so the important distinction to look at is just simply ask the company or do your research on the company you're looking at. Now, is my monitoring going to be cellular, or is it going to be internet? And regardless of whatever terms that they're throwing around, wireless, the unfortunate thing in the industry is a lot of times when people say wireless, the connection that the homeowner makes is, oh, yeah, great. If my phone line or my internet's cut, I'm good because this is all wireless. Unfortunately, some of the lesser expensive products, when they're throwing around the term wireless, all they mean is you can put up a sensor on your door, and wirelessly it's communicating back to your router, your Wi-Fi router. But it does not necessarily mean that you have true wireless monitoring. So you really want to do your research, and the term is cellular or Wi-Fi. And if you've got cellular, that means any lines, anything gets cut, damaged, or goes out of service, you're still good. If there's anything to do with the internet involved, if the internet goes down or is cut, you are without a system.